the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
You're very welcome back. It is Will O'Callaghan in for Matt Cooper. Now, Irish Rail is increasing security patrols on board its services after drug use, indecent exposure, racial abuse, physical violence and drunken behaviour are reported by train passengers in the last year. There was more than 1,000 alerts which were sent to the company's anti-social behaviour tech service during the year of 2025, and reported incidents included passengers who were brandishing knives and weapons and drug users who were shooting up in carriages as well. We've got Jane Cregan, who's Deputy Corporate Communications Manager at Irish Rail with us. Jane, welcome to the programme.
Hi Will, how are you?
Look, when we're looking at security and what's required, and I myself are a regular train user up and down commuting into the city, there's quite a few incidents here obviously. Like, if we're looking at over 1,000 alerts, and I realise that not all of those alerts would necessarily be escalated or need to be dealt with, but it sounds like there is quite a bit of dangerous behaviour happening on trains right now.
What I would say is one incident is one too many.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the numbers in the overall context, last year we had 55 million passenger journeys and we had just 1,150 text alerts. Now, each one of those are very varying seriousness, from assaults and abuse to things like playing loud music or being under the influence of drink or drugs. Now, all of these things, you know, shouldn't be happening. And I suppose I would say that it's not just a train travel or indeed a public transport issue. It's a societal issue where people's behaviour at times cannot be good. But the majority of the time that you would travel with us, you would never see an instance of antisocial behaviour. But it's very distressing for anyone who's witness to or indeed victim of such an instance.
So sometimes the ones that I've witnessed firsthand, part of the problem would be that the train staff who are on right now are reasonably powerless when it comes to this. I've been on trains where they've had to call the Gardaí and we wait until the next stop, and then maybe an incident gets dealt with by the Gardaí when they get there. Again, that frustrates people because the train has to stop and so on and so forth as well. But generally, those who are going up and down, the general train staff who are attending, they're reasonably powerless when it comes to some of these really serious incidents that we're talking about here.
No, you're correct. I mean, they don't have powers of arrest or they don't have jurisdiction over those kind of instances. That's why they do call the Gardaí. And we have rapid response hubs throughout the country where my colleagues can call the Gardaí if the situation is serious and they need to be called. And then, you know, we've much improved response times since we started the rapid response hubs. We also have joint patrols regularly between ourselves and the Gardaí on board trains and at stations to raise awareness of the issue of antisocial behaviour. As you said at the start of your piece there, we have additional funding from the NTA this year to provide more security patrols on board our services and at our stations. So are we ever going to eradicate antisocial behaviour? No, but we're doing everything we can to try and minimise the instances of it.
Is there a possibility of extending the amount of, effectively what I'm going to call, security on the trains? Because sometimes you're coming back from a concert or from a game where later trains are put on and there will be two or three security who are walking up and down the aisles. And even just the fact that their presence is there is a deterrent to some of this behaviour that we're reading in the report. Is there a possibility this could maybe be rolled out on a wider basis then?
So at times of matches and concerts and festivals, we would be mindful that there could be more instances of antisocial behaviour. So, you know, we would have increased security at those times. But is it practical that we would have security on every train? It isn't, you know, and I don't know if it's needed either. As I said, the vast majority of passenger journeys pass off peacefully with no antisocial behaviour.
Is there a possibility, though, because I've spoken to some of the station masters at train stations I've been coming back to, and they've said that one of the big deterrents about having later trains which are available to go across country is the fact that there's no security in terms of those services, because they feel like there could be a time when there could be issues. Again, could that possibly not, if this was available, open up more services down the line?
Well, we do for late night services at Christmas and New Year. All of those services would have security on them because of the nature of the late night travel. But I suppose it's not as simple to provide more late night intercity travel, for example, because we would carry out line maintenance works overnight so as not to disrupt services during the day. So, you know, our scope to provide more late night services would be limited because of the fact we use that time to maintain the railway.
Okay, my thanks to Jane Cregan joining us there from Irish Rail.
the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.